Tishol Perek Aleph Seif Nun Tes. Zava Gush, a new Chumrah in Keli Sheni. Till now we said Keli Sheni does not cook. Now there are poskim who say Nirudea, the Marshal says Nirudea, the Gabi Bosav Acholov, if you've got a Zava Gush, something which is a solid, it doesn't help you Keli Sheni. Why? Because the whole reason why Keli Sheni is not possible to go and cook is because the sides of the kli are cold. Therefore, it cools, it makes the inside not possible to go and cook. Even though, like we said, the Keli Sheni is hot, yatsenedes, but since you've got a wall between the sides who are cold and the water inside, which is hot, doesn't allow it to go and cook. But if you've got a dover gush, it needs a solid. A solid doesn't have the sides of the kli, it doesn't touch the sides of the kli in order to go and make it cold. It only touches the bottom of the kli. It doesn't touch the sides. So the marshal holds in Yerodea, it's got din from a keli rishon, because since it is not liquidy and doesn't move the sides, it doesn't touch the sides of the kli. So there are poskim in Yerodea who argue on this marshal. I must say, it's not true. Dover gush, it's still got a din from keli sheni. That the Mishnah Berurah brings down this chumrah in certain cases, I call upon him, in Hilchos Bishul. So in Hilchos Bishul, the Mishnah Berurah wants to go and take on the chumrah, like the marshal, that something which is a solid does not cool down, and even in a keli sheni, has got a din as if it's a keli rishon. Let's see that inside. Seif nun tes. Tine bishul b'dava gush. Yesh me ha-poskin shukosu. Sha'af she-keli sheni einu mevashul. Mikom ok memunach. Oi, dava gush. Kegoi chatich os posa, tapur chadama, orez, chudema, ve'im chamin b'shir she-yad tel edesbom. Hari heim mevashlin, kilu heim b'keli rishon. The ha-poskin, it means it's a machlekes, but the ha-poskin will take on that, the mishtabu takes on like that. A keli sheni, which is a solid. What's his cases of a solid? A piece of meat, potatoes, even rice. If they are hot, yatzeledes, then even if you put it into a keli sheni, some poskim hold, it's got a din of a keli rishon. Lachen, yesh li zoef, militin tavlin, agab edov agush cham, amunach v'keli sheni. A person should not put spices on a dov agush, on a solid, which is in a keli sheni, because we want to take it on as if it's a keli rishon. To put a solid, which has not been, to put spices which have not been cooked into a keli, onto this dava gosh, means if we take it on, it's got different keli rishon, you are cooking the spices. Therefore, some people say one should not go and do that. Mr. Brewer says you shouldn't put something which is not mabushal, something which is not cooked, on this dava gosh, on this solid. In a footnote, he says, what happens if you have a solid which is in soup? Let's say like this. You've got a knedel inside your soup. The knedel is a dava gush. The soup is not dava gush. So the soup has got in from keli sheni, because it's in that, not in the pan anymore, it's not in the pot anymore, it is in the plate. Keli sheni, at least the keli sheni it is. But you've got a dava gush inside it. You've got something which is a dava gush, it's a solid. The dava gush, does it have a din keli rishon because it is a dava gush? Or say, since it has water around it, it got a din from keli sheni because the water gives it connections with the side, makes it a keli sheni. It is a machloikas in Yerodea. This Yeshua says in Yerodea that we can take on the lenient. And he wants to say that the Orchor Shabbos wants to say that maybe you can take on the lenient. They bring down Moshim Rebbe Yashim in other places that should make sure if it's fully in the water, then it is okay. If it's out of the water, he wants to be Machmir. Okay, one has to know exactly how to go and take on in such a case. Se'ef samach, le'in nesinas melech agavit gush hamunach v'keli she'ni v'ei ha'ora. If one wants to put on salt on a dove gush, he says, look in the footnotes. Salt is much easier. Why? Because we learned before that some people say, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, le'ika aloch we take on, that salt does not cook only in the keli rishon which is on the fire. Therefore, if you take on that, the strict halacha from what the halacha is, like the Sfadim, the Shulchan Aruch takes on like that, then there wouldn't be any problem to put salt on a davar gush, because it's not not something which is on the fire. The keli rishon maybe, but it's not a keli rishon on fire. Therefore, it would be allowed to put on its salt. If the Rama takes on a machmir tov ol bracha, that it's only a chumrah. Do we have to take on the chumrah? And this is the davar gush, it's also not so straightforward. The law of possibly wants to come along and say, salt is much easier. Besides that, we've got another study in salt, because salt is a kolponim, some salt are cooked, even if they're not cooked, a lot of them are dried. The chura dried is gadin from achafia. If you've got bishul achafia is much easier. Therefore, the chura one can take on, that's what Pshem Adama does take on. If one can take on, one can put salt onto a dover gush.